In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the weekend before and after the Feast of the Cross, the Church appoints for us readings that reflect on the meaning of the cross for us as Christians. And usually, we only hear the readings for the Sunday before the cross and the Sunday after the cross, but now that we're having liturgies on Saturdays, we also get the Saturday before the elevation of the cross and the Saturday after the elevation of the cross. And today's epistle is the same one we had last Saturday, and that's not a mistake. Last Saturday we had it because it occurred in the normal progression of readings through Matthew. Today we have it because of its significance for the cross. But you can refer to my homily last week on the secret glory of Christ revealed in the cross. Today's gospel, however, is somewhat familiar in that we usually hear another version from a different gospel. It's our Lord's teaching about taking up our cross and following Him. But here, He particularly emphasizes that it's a matter of priorities and how important this matter of priorities is. He says, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." In another place, He actually says, "Unless you hate your father and mother and sister and brother, etc., and your very own life, then you're unworthy of me." Of course, He doesn't mean literally to despise or to, you know, have hatred towards someone. But our love for Christ should be so great that any other love we have is hatred by comparison. That's how great our love for Christ should be compared to every other love that we have. Certainly we should love other people, but our love for Christ should be at the center of everything. "Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." And then finally, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." And so this final piece is, if you love your life and your livelihood, not just your physical life, but everything about your life, your possessions, your pleasures, your fame, your whatever, if you love anything about your life more than Christ, if you're not willing to give that up for Christ's sake, you're not worthy of Him. Strong words. Very challenging for each of us. If we really reflect upon our values and how our values are reflected in our choices. Because again, it's very easy to make a statement that I value Christ above everything. But is that reflected in our choices? Is it reflected in how we spend our money? Is it reflected in how we spend our time? Is it reflected in the words that we speak? Why is it that Christ says that if you don't do these things, you're not worthy of me? Of course, Christ in His humility is not saying, look, I'm so great that you should just focus on me. What He's saying is, you're not worthy of the love that He is showing through His complete and total abandonment of everything for your sake. Christ gave up everything for us. The Son of God emptied Himself, in the words of St. Paul in the Epistle to the Philippians. He who was and is of one nature with the Father was willing to take on a humble human form and humble Himself to the lowest of human forms, that of a criminal, despised, and hanging upon a cross. And all of that he did out of love for us, putting himself second to us. The Son of God putting himself second to us. And that is why we owe him such a great and all-consuming love. We owe him to prioritize him in our lives. On this question of taking up our cross and following him, often when we think of the cross, we focus on the suffering of the cross. And sometimes, especially in certain Christian traditions, that suffering is elevated to being a virtue in itself, like sort of idolizing suffering. We don't do that. No, the suffering of the cross was only a means to an end. It was the means by which Christ had to demonstrate his love for us. And he had to demonstrate his love in that way because human beings couldn't tolerate him. But knowing how he would be rejected by our sins, how he would suffer as a result of human sins, as a result of the anger and hatred and envy of the Pharisees, as a result of the cruelty of the Romans, nevertheless, he came because he wanted to be with us. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us put everything aside, or at least strive to put everything aside for the sake of Christ. Not because he wants to deprive us of all these things. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, right? He wants to give us all good things. But let the focus of our intention be always to seek Christ first, putting every other desire second, so that we may prove worthy of the love that he has given us. To him be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.